There is only one state assembly. July 27, 2021, by Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. There are some people in Texas and elsewhere who think that whenever they are disgruntled or disagree with anything, including the role of the Federation of States, not to be confused with the federal government, they can split off from any oversight required during the assembling process and just keep on rolling. But that is not possible. You are either in or you are out. There is one body politic in each state of the union, and you either join it and abide by the jurisdiction it holds, or you are, by default, either a federal citizen or a stateless person, and in either case, you are without any constitutional guarantees and without property rights and a foreigner on your own soil. With the rights go the responsibilities. The Texas Assembly stands dissolved, and a new state assembly will be formed by people who will cooperate with each other and who will follow the requirements of the assembling process. The new assembly will inherit the land and prepaid credit and constitutional guarantees which the people of Texas are owed. Those who opt out, opt out. Anyone who goes rogue will be easy pickings for the federal agents. We will not be responsible for them or what happens to them as a result of their obstinate misunderstandings. Just as with the Colorado 9, we have sounded the alarm, rung the bell, and told everyone the truth. You have to stay in your own lane, and you cannot involve any of the rest of us in your criminal misbehavior or represent yourselves as being in any way associated with us when you stray off course. I am repeating for the secessionists in Texas and California almost verbatim what I told the Colorado 9 years ago. Those who wish to fight, throw temper tantrums, desire to be in charge, albeit with no idea of the actual history or the requirements of the law, are nothing but a danger to themselves and to those others who wish to get the work done. Members of our state assemblies must be prepared to act as adults, cooperate with each other, and commit themselves to learning the law and the history upon which their standing depends. They must work with the Federation of States to complete the assembling process and do the work to be fully seated. We will be rebuilding a new assembly in Texas that is honorable, peaceable, productive, and lawful, an assembly that is safely guided, committed to restoring the lawful government, enforcing the public law, and upholding the constitutional guarantees owed to Texas and Texans. Any other aim or allegiance, intention or agenda, is foreign to us, and we will not allow anyone to use our assemblies as a storefront hiding any illegal insurrectionist or secessionist activities, any incorporation, or any unlawful actions at all. The Texas Assembly stands dissolved. Those who wish to preserve their lawful standing as Texans are invited to contact your new state coordinator team. We will dissolve as many assemblies as necessary to hold the line against the entrapment and guilt by association schemes put forth by federal agents. Anna Maria Reisinger, fiduciary. The United States of America. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wrights' website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives, and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wrights' website, you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly, you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.